Welcome to the Let's Get Vulnerable podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Morgan Anderson, psychologist, relationship coach, attachment theory expert, creator of the ESL relationship method, author of Love Magnet, and athletic wear connoisseur. My mission is to help you raise your self-worth, have great relationships, and step confidently into the next level of your life. Each week, two episodes will air featuring expert advice, live coaching, and tips showing you exactly how to improve your life and attract a healthy relationship. You deserve to feel empowered, secure, and loved. Buckle up and let's get vulnerable. You're so tired of watching all your friends get married and looking at everybody else having healthy, secure relationships, and you're sitting on the sidelines wondering, when will it be my turn? I want to invite you that you can decide to take ownership, that you can say, I'm going to become the version of me who effortlessly attracts my emotionally available, ideal partner, and you're going to stop wasting your time on relationships that go nowhere, right? I want to invite you that you can make that decision. And spring is an incredible time to do the work with us inside of the Empowered, Secure, Loved program. This program is founded by myself, Dr. Morgan, clinical psychologist, attachment theory expert. It has helped hundreds of women become securely attached so that they can attract the relationships that they deserve. Now is your turn. And this spring is an incredible time to join us. Introducing Soft Girl Secure Spring Sale this April only. When you join the program, you get a bonus training that is how to embody secure feminine energy. This is a topic I love talking about, and you'll get this training as a gift. Also, you'll get the Become the One bundle. This is all about becoming the secure version of you. It includes meditations, affirmations, a communication framework. It is so, so valuable. And that's another gift. On top of that, you get a bonus month in the program. So instead of 2 months with us, you'll have 3 whole months where you'll receive support, one-on-one coaching, group coaching, and of course, the coursework, all of that with a bonus month and a $400 discount on the program. So that is a no-brainer. If you've been on the fence, if you've been thinking about doing the work, this is the time. Take advantage of our Soft Girl Secure Spring Sale. This is going away, and I would apply to the program today. Go use the link in the show notes, and it's super easy. You'll fill out an application, meet with someone on my team, and go from there. So it takes 5 minutes. Go to the link in the show notes, apply today. I can't wait to see you inside of the program. Hello, hello. It's Dr. Morgan. I'm so excited to be here with you all. Today's episode is going to be all about the process of becoming securely attached and the truths that you need to know about really bringing in that ideal relationship, the person that you could build a wonderful relationship with for the rest of your life. I want to be honest with you all. So I've got 4 things that I want to share with you. And I've even got a little bonus planned on where would I start? Because some of you, you've been listening to the show, you've been thinking about this for a really long time, and you just don't know where to start. So at the end of this today, I'm going to give you my best advice on where to start. I want to say a huge thank you to all of our clients who came to La Jolla. We had an incredible client retreat. There were so many breakthroughs. It was so good. I could probably do a whole episode talking about it, but thank you from the bottom of my heart. I love you. I love my community, and it's such an honor to serve you all. So as I said, today's episode, we're talking about 4 things that you need to know when becoming securely attached so that you can attract your ideal relationship. Number 1, you have to be the secure version of you, the version of you who can be emotionally regulated, who can make good relationship decisions, who can navigate conflict well. And notice I'm not saying you have to be perfect. Secure is not perfect, right? But building that secure attachment approach to a relationship, being able to have that way of showing up, that is going to help attract the quality of partner that you want. There's a lot of you out there who are saying, oh, I just want to date someone who's a really good guy. I just want someone who's so ready for a relationship. But you yourself are not ready. I want you to be really honest. I'm going to ask you this question. Would you be excited to date you right now? If someone came to you, right, and you were going to date you, would you be excited about that? The reality is, for a lot of us, there's a lot of healing, releasing our past, learning how to communicate in a secure way, learning how to navigate conflict, not being afraid of conflict. There's so much that we can do to level up ourselves, right? And instead of doing that work, a lot of us focus on the dating pool. This was me for so long, so I totally get it, where it's just easier to think about who we're dating and how there's no good ones out there. And I'm just going to spend all my time swiping and going on all these dates. And I could have a different date every day of the week, right? And I'm just blaming the dating pool instead of looking in the mirror, instead of doing the hard work, right? So, number one, you have to become the version of you that you would be excited to date. Are you emotionally available? I think that's a really important question that not a lot of people are asking themselves. And even if they are asking it, they're not getting the honest truth. Because I thought I was emotionally available for a really long time, especially when I was in my anxious attachment places where I just thought, oh, I'm so ready to commit and I want the love of my life and that's all I want. I just want a relationship. Everything in my life would be better if I could just have a relationship. Once I have a relationship, then I'll be happy, right? I had all these thoughts in my head and I was just on the dating apps and constantly swiping and going from person to person. And I put so much energy into it. And I had this belief that I was so ready and I was so emotionally available, but it couldn't be further from the truth. The fact was, is I was really good at doing something called over-functioning. So I was super, super good at taking care of other people, of finding people who basically needed a therapist, who needed me to support them in some way. And I would find those people and I would be pouring all of my energy and effort into these people, right? Meanwhile, I was not able to receive someone who was emotionally available. If I was forced to be honest about my needs, if I was forced to be honest about what I had experienced, the trauma I had gone through, my own mental health, all of these vulnerable things, if I had met someone who was going to show up for me and where I would really truly be seen, I would run the other way, right? So while I was thinking I was completely emotionally available, I was not. I was avoiding all of my own stuff. And I was consciously and unconsciously drawn towards people who needed me to function for them so that I wouldn't have to function for myself, so that I wouldn't have to do my own healing work. So a lot of us, and trust me, I did this for years, so I'm not judging you, okay? I'm not judging you at all. I've been there. A lot of us are operating under the idea that we are emotionally available, when in fact, we are not. We have not even connected to ourselves. We haven't done our own healing work. And we're simply thinking we're emotionally available, but we're not. True emotional availability starts with you showing up for yourself first and you having done a lot of the healing work for yourself first. Right? So, number one, I'm going to wrap this up because I could go on and on about this. But remember, ask yourself this question: would you be excited to date you? And I want you to answer it honestly. Right? Are you someone where you know, yes, I'm willing to show up, I'm willing to work through any challenges that come up, I can navigate conflict. Yes, I'm willing to co-create a healthy, loving, secure partnership that takes time and energy, right? I'm willing to show up and water the plant. Those of you, my OG podcast listeners, you know, right? We talk about we don't want plastic plants. But if I gave you a real live plant that required watering and gardening and you showing up and caring for it, would you be able to do it? And a lot of you think you would, but you actually wouldn't. So that's kind of my tough love. I want to call you out on number one is, are you securely attached? Are you able to show up in a really emotionally available, healthy way? And remember that question, would you be excited to date you? All right, so that's number one. Y'all are like, oh my gosh, this is some tough love today. What's number two? This one's fun. I gotta be honest with you all. So number two is it's not about quantity, it's about quality. So when you're dating, a lot of us get in this mindset of, oh my gosh, I just have to have all these matches, I have to go on all these dates, I need to connect to everyone. And it's so easy to get overwhelmed. And I know a lot of you, this was also my past self, where you're not comfortable with empty space. And you know what I mean. Even if it seems like you're not dating anyone, energetically, you have people on the back burner. You have people where, oh, you thought it could have worked out and it didn't, right? Or you have someone who's on again, off again, right? And you don't have actual empty space in your dating life. The situationships are creeping around, the past relationships, the people that are friends with benefits, right? Like you have all these people in and out of your life, and you're going through dating with all of this energy that's being taken from you unconsciously, right? Towards these unresolved relationships. If you read my book, which I highly recommend, by the way, I was describing my book to someone because they were asking me about it. It's as if you Are a Badass by Jen Sincero and the book Attached by Amira Levine. If those two books had a really fun baby, that would be my book. My goal with Love Magnet, which is available on Amazon, the goal with Love Magnet was for you to be able to get attachment theory, like really truly understand it, apply it to your dating life, and for you to also start to rewire your brain. So it kind of lays the foundation for beginning to rewire your brain for secure attachment. But to have all of that available to you and to make it fun, there are stories about in there from my real life. I have some stories, y'all. Like there's some juicy stories. I have a lot in that book that makes it fun and easy. So if you like today's episode, I think you would also really like the book. You can just search Love Magnet on Amazon. No, it is not the lesbian love story that comes up. It's the other one. The full title is Love Magnet. Get off the dating roller coaster and attract the love you deserve. So go check that out. Anyways, in the book, I talk about that when you're dating, if you have a lot of people in your dating life, it's like this, like you have your living room, right? And you have this old couch, maybe your parents gave it to you. It's one of those like flower, almost like paisley print ones. And it's orange and brown. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? I feel like everyone had this couch in the 90s. Like my family had this couch. Just butt ugly couch. Okay. I think it's like a suede material, something like that. And you have this huge couch and it's in your living room, okay? It's taking up a lot of space. It's heavy and it's ugly and it's taking up a lot of space. And then you're like, ooh, I think I want my dream couch. And you go to West Elm and you pick out this beautiful leather, modern, sleek couch. And you pay to have it shipped to your home and it gets there. And instead of getting rid of the butt ugly paisley couch, you bring in this new one and you set it on top of your ugly couch. And girl, it does not work. It does not work. That's what so many of you are doing in your dating life. You have not intentionally cleared the space. We need to have empty space in our dating lives in order to welcome in what we really, really want. So when you're jumping from relationship to relationship and you're not tying up the loose ends, you're not completely ending something, it's like you are buying a new couch, right? And you're not getting rid of the old one. And that's what's happening to you energetically. And it just does not feel good. And I think what's really fascinating is when you do fully clear the space in your life, which, by the way, that's what I did in order to meet my partner, who I love and adore, and he's the perfect person for me. In order to meet him, I had to completely sever ties with anybody from my past or anybody who was kind of lurking, right? I had to make it known that I was not available for those on and on again, off again connections for anything other than friendship. And honestly, there's only one person that I've dated that I've been able to maintain a friendship with, and that's a very unique scenario. The point is, you have to clear the space. So if you're listening to this and you're like, oh my gosh, I have all these, I have options in my phone. I have past relationships that I haven't let go of. I want you to know it's okay. That's totally normal. We do that. As humans, when our future does not seem clear, when we can't say, oh yes, I know it's happening, when we have uncertainty in our dating lives, it is a human normal thing to do. That you would go back to your past and you would consider past relationships and you would almost create fantasy connections with past people or even people who maybe you haven't had a real relationship with, your situationships. It's normal that when you feel uncertainty in your dating life, that you would create connections with those people. So give yourself so much compassion. This is not judgment. This is just a wake-up call, right? Of yes, if I want to bring in what I want, I have to clear the space and I have to intentionally save my energy for the kind of relationship that I want. Because whether you believe it or not, the occasional DM, the occasional text, oh, have they looked at my story? All of that energy, that's being taken from you. And that's actually energy that should be going to yourself, or it should be going to your ideal relationship. Okay, so get rid of the ugly couch, clear the space in your dating life. All right, I want to move on to point number three. Now, this one is so big. Point number three is this: learn to say no to the wrong partner. And you want to learn to say no early on. What I love is that when women go through our Empowered Secure Love program, a lot of them, one of the wins that they'll have is that when they're dating, they'll come to me and they'll say, oh my gosh, Dr. Morgan, I was able to break up with this guy after three dates, and I know that my past self would have stayed with him for 6 months to 3 years. That gives me goosebumps when I think about it. What happens is when you're becoming that securely attached version of you and you're doing the healing work and you're releasing the past, you become the version of you who is not okay with wasting time on the wrong relationship. You become that version of you who, instead of staying for 6 months or 3 years, you've got to figure it out in 3 to 5 dates. And you're able to say no. And then what I love is you save your energy and you become emotionally available for the right relationship. When I met my partner, which we're about to celebrate 3 years together, which I'm so, so thrilled about. I get kind of emotional thinking about it. I love him so much. And our relationship is just everything and more than I would have ever hoped for. He's a wonderful partner to me. But when I had met him, it was honestly just a few months before that I had to leave a relationship that was really, really reflective of past patterns with someone who was very avoidantly attached. All of my unhealed things were getting activated in a relationship. And he would be so, so into the relationship and then very, very out. And I think about this, if I had stayed, if I had not chosen myself, if I had not been doing the work on myself, right? If I had not become securely attached, I could still be in that dynamic, potentially, who knows? And I would have missed out on this incredible relationship that I'm in now. So the reality is that one of the best things that comes out of becoming securely attached is knowing when to remove yourself from a relationship. Because I think so many of us can waste, oh my gosh, we can waste years, we can waste months, we can waste decades on should I stay or should I go? And I don't want that for you. Oh my gosh, I do not want that for you. When you know that it's not the right relationship for you, when you've gathered the data and you know that you cannot create secure attachment, I want you to choose yourself and leave the relationship. And for me, when my clients come to me and tell me that they're able to do that, that's one of the biggest wins. And I just feel so grateful that they've become the version of themselves that's not allowing themselves to waste time on the wrong people. Okay, so that was number three, that securely attached daters learn how to spend less time with the wrong partners. All right, point number four. This one is so important. So for becoming secure and attracting your dream relationship, you have to have a healthy dating mindset. So many of you, and this was me in the past, you start dating someone and you go, okay, I have to make this work. This is my only option, right? This could be unconscious or conscious. You're planning your wedding on date number three and you're just going, oh my gosh, I met my person. This is it. Right? You're going way, 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 way too fast. And a lot of that can be because of scarcity mindset, which also relates to anxious attachment, right? So with that in mind, with the scarcity mindset, you want to make sure that you're not in this place where you're going, whoa, this is my only option. I have to make this work. And instead that you can move yourself to the reality of there are so many people out there right now who would be excited to date you. There is an abundance of opportunity. There are how many people on this planet, right? And I think it's very, very helpful to remember the mindset of being the dating scientist, right? You are here to gather the data, to get to know someone, to notice how you feel as you're getting to know someone. And realize this, if you put the pressure on yourself of, whoa, this is the only person for me, I have to make this work, I found my person, Think about how much that can skew the data gathering, right? If I'm going, oh, this is my person, I have to make this work, there's nobody else for me, there are red flags I am going to miss. There are tough conversations I'm not going to have. I put myself at a disadvantage and I skew the gathering of the data when I have that scarcity mindset. So by being in abundance mindset, I can really set myself up for having the dating experience that is unbiased, no expectations, that can be based in reality, that can be based in answering those tough questions of how do I feel in the presence of this person? Is this someone that I can really see myself building a long-term connection with? Right. So, this fourth point about dating mindset, you really want to get in this place where you're going, I am so in love with where I am right now in my life. I love myself. I can date myself. I can create so much love in my life. There is an abundance of people who would be super excited to date me. And I know that when I find the right partner for me, it's not coming in to fill a void. How many of us need to know that deep in our bones? We need to hear it again and again. The right relationship for you, it's not coming in to fill a void. It's not coming in to tell you that, oh, now you're good enough because you have a relationship, right? No. The right relationship for you, it gets to come into your life. It gets to act as a multiplier. It is not bringing you love because you didn't have any love. It can come in and it can simply multiply the love that you already have, right? And you can think about it this way too. A relationship can be a multiplier in kind of a negative way, right? If I don't love myself, if I have terrible relationships, if I believe that, everyone hurts me, nothing good can ever come from relationships. A relationship could come in and multiply that for you too. So you want to make sure that whatever it is that you're multiplying, that you have a really good base, right? So a relationship's not bringing love to you. It's simply multiplying love that you already have. So, having that mindset of I'm not looking to find someone to make myself complete. I know that there's an abundance of people who would be so excited to date me. I'm going to stay in reality. I'm going to gather the data and I'm going to be so curious about how I feel with this person and ask myself, is this how I want to feel in my ideal relationship? Right? So, having that mindset is so key. What I find is this is once you do some of the deeper work and you become securely attached, like the women who go through the Empowered Secure Love program, right? Once you do that work, the mindset piece is easy. The mindset just comes. It's just a natural byproduct of healing yourself. However, if you're trying to change the mindset and you haven't done the deeper work, you haven't released your past, right? You haven't learned how to show up securely attached. If you haven't done that and you're just trying to do the mindset work will feel so hard and it will honestly just feel like a band-aid, like it's not really solving anything. You can have a great mindset maybe for a couple days, but you're not able to maintain it. So I really believe in doing the deeper work first, which I have a bonus point for you. So the bonus point in my tips here for becoming securely attached and attracting your ideal partner, the final bonus point is this: if you're bringing your unfinished business from your past relationships into your current dating life, you will sabotage your happiness every time. So some of you need to hear this. Some of you think that you have healed, Maybe you've even spent a really long time in therapy. I have clients who they'll come to me and they're like, I spent a decade in therapy. And I want you to know, that can be great, but also it's not going to be effective for everyone. There's people that need more than that. And as a psychologist, as someone who loves therapy, I think it's incredible. I think everyone should do it. I still know that sometimes we need something more than that, right? But no matter what you've done or where you're at, if you are still bringing your unfinished business from childhood, aka abandonment wounds, you're bringing past resentment from past relationships, you're bringing, ooh, I'm afraid that he's going to cheat on me, you're bringing, oh my gosh, I feel like I have to control everything because I don't trust anyone, you're bringing timeline pressure because of anxious attachment, right? If you're, whatever it is, if you're bringing your unfinished business, no matter how wonderful the person is in front of you, even if they are the most emotionally available, loving, kind, securely attached, incredible human, no matter how wonderful they are, you will find a way to pull away, to end the relationship. There will be something unconsciously that will get in the way of you really building a great relationship, even if the person is someone who you could build a great relationship with. Your past will find a way to sabotage you. Okay. So that's why I'm such a huge proponent of working on you. And no, I don't believe in perfection. I don't think we ever fully heal. That's not what I'm saying. I don't want anyone to get the wrong idea. I don't think there's some perfection that you reach, but I think that you heal enough that you don't sabotage healthy love when it comes to you. Okay. And that is, I mean, I could preach that all day long. We have to heal enough so that we don't push away healthy love when it comes to us. Okay. So now a lot of you listening to this episode, you're like, where do I start? What do I do? Okay. You told me these four things. What do I start with? The number one thing I would start with, I would want you to understand your attachment style and your relationship patterns. I think those are the most important things that you can understand. So, looking at, if you've never done this, go take my attachment style quiz. It's in my bio on Instagram. So, Dr. Morgan Coaching, Dr. Morgan Coaching on Instagram. Go. There's a quiz there that you can take. It'll tell you what percentage of each style you have. And if you haven't taken it in a really long time, I would say go retake it. It's a really helpful quiz because it'll say your X percentage, anxious, secure, avoidant, right? So go check that out. And then honestly, understanding your patterns, I do a few times a year, I do a 3-day challenge. I don't have one in April. I probably have one in May. But that's going to be one of the ways that you could work on understanding your patterns. Another way would be just join the program, right? If you've been on the fence, if you've been thinking about it, this really is the time. I would encourage you go apply. April is incredible in terms of what we're offering this month. It is probably one of the best offers that we've had in a really long time. Our offer is called Soft Girl Secure, the spring sale. And you're going to get a bonus training for me on how to embody secure feminine energy. So I'm going to give that to you as a bonus gift. You also get our Become the One bundle. It's all about what I talked about in this episode. How do you become securely attached? And there's a lot of meditations, affirmations, communication frameworks, all of the how-to on how to become secure. Not only that, we're also giving you a bonus month in the program. So instead of 2 months, you get 3 months with us. That's way, 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 way above and beyond. because you're going to get so much extra support, and it really helps you integrate everything you've learned. So it'll be a 3-month program instead of 2. And then on top of that, we're also doing a discount. So for our Soft Girl Secure spring sale, this is April only, you can also get $400 off of the program, which is crazy. So this is the best offer. And then on top of that, I want you to know this is only available to the first 15 women who join the program, because I believe in really rewarding people who are ready to take action and go for it. So the first 15 women will have access to this offer. And I'm also going to throw in our Boundaries Are Hot hat. So you'll also get that hat. That's a Dr. Morgan exclusive. I gave them out to our team when we were in La Jolla, and they love the hat so much. So I was thinking, you know what? I want to make this available to clients again as well. So when you enroll this month, you get the How to Embody Secure Feminine Energy bonus training, the Become the One bundle, a bonus month in the program, a $400 discount, and a Boundaries Are Hot hat. So this is just a no-brainer. Make sure, if you've been on the fence, this is the time. You can apply using the link in the show notes. And you simply fill out an application, speak with one of our program advisors, and they will help you with everything. So I know that making the decision to change can feel really hard. And maybe you listen to this episode and you're like, I'm doing those things. I'm trying, I'm really trying. But I just want you to know that when you fully decide, my life is going to be different. I am going to show up differently. I am going to become the version of me who has healthy, loving, long-term relationships. When you full on make that decision and you back it up by doing something like the Empower Secure Love program, you are unstoppable, right? You make the decision and then you back it up with your actions. That is just a really powerful way to completely change your life and change your relationship results, right? I don't want you to spend the summer on situationships. I don't want you to waste your energy on any more relationships that are not meant for you. I want you to be able to show up as that healthy, securely attached, emotionally available version of you who could actually enjoy her dating life. Right? You get to enjoy dating. And if you're in a relationship, this will also help you show up well. And what I always tell people when they come to me, when they're in, whether it's a marriage or a serious relationship, it'll help you get absolute clarity. I think a lot of times we go, oh my gosh, is this the right relationship for me? Can I work on this? By working on you, by working on yourself, you will then have absolute clarity on, is this the right relationship for you? You'll know either way. And I've seen it go both ways, where I help people save their marriages, save their relationships, or I help them gracefully exit with clarity and peace. So I just want to throw that out there, whether you're single or in a relationship. Working on you is the way to go. And there's a lot of things we can do to avoid the inner work, right? We can go shopping, we could go do all kinds of things. We can watch Netflix, we can drink, we can have exercise addiction. Oh my gosh, there's so many ways we can avoid the inner work. Lord knows I've done them all, but I want you to remember, you take yourself with you wherever you go. And you so deserve to do the work on you. So don't miss out on this April offer, the Soft Girl Secure Spring Sale. You can use the link in the show notes to apply. I'm sending you so much love, and I hope that you got a lot out of this episode. It was a lot of tough love, a lot of good points. And I will talk to you soon. Of course, I'm wishing you high self-worth and great relationships. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in. I really appreciate each and every one of you. The best way you can thank me is by sharing this episode on Instagram or Facebook. Make sure you tag me. It would mean the world to me if you took just a moment to leave me a written review on Apple Podcasts. This podcast is not free to produce, and the more that you help this show grow, the more people will be able to help. Until next time, I'm wishing you high self-worth and great relationships. Thank you for being part of this community.